Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demise of a nation. That nation happens to be America. I don't know about you, but I am gravely concerned about the declension that we're finding in our nation and the closing of the doors of opportunity for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to reign freely in America. The first and major thing that is lost in a socialist Marxist governance is that of the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. We're losing those freedoms today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching them diminish before our eyes. So what would you say? How do you respond? What can we point to exactly the cause of these changes? Can we point to a root cause? Can we point to any single person, individual, and or scheme of philosophy that we would say is the cause of this taking place? We've got several we could discuss. But I want to start with, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that it's our educational system. Our educational system. In fact, for about 100 years, we as Americans have allowed socialism, i.e. communism, to creep into our educational system. From kindergarten through the college and university level, we have today an educational system that is permeated by the socialist, Marxist, Maoist, communist agenda. We're training our sons and our daughters and our grandkids in these brainwashing incubators that cause these kids to grow up, put a college degree in their pocket, a postgraduate degree on their wall, and yet hate America, believing that America is a racist nation, that America is a white supremacist nation, believing that America is a nation that simply believes in the colonization of people, and they hate our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, first of all, we can point to our educational system in America. We the people, we the parents, have allowed the socialist, Marxist, communist professors and teachers to have full control of our children. Our children have been taught that God is dead, that America is bad, that the republic and the capitalistic system is racist and white supremacist, that parents are not to be obeyed, and pushing the LGBTQ agenda. I'm looking at an article that should cause every parent, every grandparent, to be up in arms. Adult guides a child through the GABCS, G-A-Y-B-C-S, the GABCS alphabet book in LGBTQ brainwashing session. And yes, the book is real, this article reads. A playdate extravaganza transforms into a celebration of friendship, love, and identity as 4 friends sashay about all the closets, dress up in the wardrobes fit for kings and queens, and discover the wonder of imagination. The book's description is the book is described on Amazon. Reads, for A is for Ally, to F is for the family, to Q is for queer. The debut illustrates by M.L. Webb's bright illustrations and lively, inclusive poems delight in the beauty of embracing one's true self. A glossary in the back offers opportunity for further discussion on the terms and identities for the LGBTQ community. The GABCS book, perfect for fans of A, is for activities and feminist babies, showing kids and adults alike that every identity is worthy of being celebrated. And then it goes on to talk about the LGBTQ, and it even goes into sexual transformation, gender transition, intersex relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For kids in kindergarten, ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place in our public schools. And then that's not bad enough to destroy the morals and the foundational values of a child that's been trained differently at home, a child that has been taught the truth of the Word of God, then to be sent to a brainwashing incubator that's called the public school system is egregious. That's part of the formative, fundamental, foundational switching and changing in America. How can you expect any different then by the time they have grown up and they get into the halls of Congress and they're making the laws and the regulations? What can you expect different when that's those that are growing up in the new generation today makes the decision on what is ethical and what is moral, what is unethical and what is immoral? Here's an article, California's proposed ethnic studies. The curriculum urges students to chant the Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism. It calls for the counter-genocide against all white Christians. You heard me right. That's the headline. Let me read you a blurb or two from the three-page article on the subject, published March 10, 2021. Christian prayer in public school is prohibited, but now the Marxists in California are trying to force millions of students to chant the Aztec gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum calls for the decolonization of American society and a counter-genocide against all white people, especially white Christians. You heard me right. This is taught in our public school system today. Can you expect anything different than a race war in America? Can we expect anything different than the fast-coming genocide in America caused by the hatred that's built up between the races and the genders in the public school educational system? We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the demise of a nation, and that demise first starts in the brainwashing and the changing of what is called the academic educational system from kindergarten through college and university. This article says the curriculum would also require students to chant the Aztec gods of human sacrifice and cannibalism. The solution, according to the curriculum material, is to name speak, to reset, and to transform the Eurocentric neo-colonial condition in a posture of transformation resistance. The ultimate goal, according to the writer, is to engineer a counter-genocide against white people, white Christians in particular. The curriculum includes official ethnic studies community chant, in which students appeal to the Aztec gods, including the god of human sacrifice, for the power to become warriors, to become social justice students, and to seek revolutionary spirits through their incantations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's demonic demon worship. That's seeking unholy, ungodly, demonic powers. It's the kids being taught to seek these demonic powers in a classroom setting. You heard me right. This is being taught in the public schools in the state of California. And to a greater or lesser degree, you will find these idiot studies, if I can call them that, in the textbooks across America. We lost it, ladies and gentlemen, in the public school systems when we allowed the federal government to dictate through the U.S. Department of Education, installed and started by the Jimmy Carter administration, where the federal government and the U.S. Department of Education dictates what kind of textbooks and what can be taught in the American public schools. I've said for years and years and years, I'd rather see a child grow up to be an academic dummy than to go into the brainwashing school system called the public school system in the United States of America. This article says that this purpose of this, the new program called the Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum, seeks to extend the left's cultural dominance in the public school system. 50 years in the making, for the state's entire primary and secondary educational system, which now consists of, according to this article, 10,000 public schools serving a total of 6 million students in the state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, it should cause every Christian to seek God's face, to pray, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 directs. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Delighted to have you.
Thank you, sir, for having me. Yeah, that it's a proposal put forward. They're going to vote on it next week. It's by a man named Apollo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right there, but his name is Fieri. And he's the one that has proposed this in front of the California Education to have these studies instituted there. So it's definitely out there. Their claim, you know, if we were to say that prayer in school is wrong and they want to say separation of church and state, they forgot the original preface for the separation of church and state. That was put in our Constitution to keep our government from favoring one religion over another. They were fleeing the king's, the royal decrees in England there that the Catholic Church was to be predominant and preeminent. And people have forgotten that that doesn't mean the total separation. It just means the government cannot favor a religion there. And
absolutely,
all of our state constitutions.
If I could jump in for a moment, the purpose of that was because the Danbury Baptist Convention had written a letter asking whether or not there would be the potential of a church state as in England. And it was yes. The response was that there would be a wall of separation of church and state. That means literally that the state cannot intervene in the church's business, but the church has every right biblically from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 to be involved in the state's business, because the state is only to be operated based on what we the people say.
Correct. Every single state constitution along with our constitution does mention God in there. They don't say the
Absolutely.
Baptist God or the Protestant God or the Catholic God. It says God. God
Absolutely.
The Father.
That's right.
So
Amen.
I find this whole thing saddening because the children that are going to be subjected, unless their parents are stepping forward to stop this nonsense and to educate their children, it's going to distort a lot of views of young, impressionable minds there. And this is just... It, like you said, it's complete garbage. It really truly
distort
is.
And destroy. In fact, Jim, if you could hang in a minute, let me just give through our conversation for our listeners today. We have what we call the millennial generation. That's 18 to 35-year-old age group. And according to the Barna Research, which is research on this subject, was done about 1 year ago now, it said only 4% of the millennial generation have a biblical worldview. That means they depend on what the Word of God says. And out of that 4%, 57% believe that we should embrace the sodomite lifestyle found in the LGBTQ community. They believe that drugs, marijuana and other drugs, are okay. And they even believe that lying is okay biblically if it a situation demands that you tell a lie. And so that's the age group today that will be making the decision, the 2022 election, the 2024 election. That's the age group that's running our corporate entities. That's the age group that's running our big tech. That's the age group that's in charge and in control of basically our governance and operation in America today. And it's because they've been brainwashed in our public educational systems. And I find it sad, ladies and gentlemen, that's true.
It's, I think parents need to be more involved, sir.
Absolutely. Jim, you're right. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article, and it's bad enough for these things to be taking place in our public academic circle, but it's horrific when it's being done under the guise of what is called Christian education. Here's an article that says Manhattan private school warns against using mom and dad in inclusive language guide. As part of our Episcopal identity, we recognize the dignity and the worth common to humanity, the school said. I'm a quote now from this article, reading the article. Grace Church School in New York is warning that terms like mom and dad, parents, could be inappropriate because they make assumptions about kids' home lives. Instead of those terms, the guide recommends grown-ups, folks, family, or guardians. It also suggests using caregiver instead of nanny or babysitter. The guides, the Grace Church Guide, asserts that families are formed and structured in many ways. At Grace Church School, we use inclusive language that reflects their diversity. It's important to refrain from making assumptions about who kids live with, who cares for them, whether they sleep in a private place every night, whether they see their parents or not, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that's horse feathers. It's hogwash. It is brainwashing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, according to the article, the tuition in this school in upstate New York, the tuition in the Grace Church School runs about $75,000 per student per year. So it's not something that is a lowly little small private Christian school. It's an elitist school, and they're following the elitist norms rather than teaching the Word of God. So they need to take the word church school out of it and just say private elitist school for brainwashing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demise of a nation. We've made the asked the question. We've set the stage and then asked the question, what is the cause of this? What's causing these things to take place? And first and foremost, it comes out of our educational system that's brainwashing our kids, destroying the morals and the ethics and the values that multitudes have been taught in the homes, and then go off to an educational brainwashing system that destroys that child's mind, morals, and manners for life. Not only do we find part and parcel of the problem of the undermining and destroying of a nation being the educational system, but also, ladies and gentlemen, it is the church and the pastors and the Christian parents that have been silent. We've been silent. Ladies and gentlemen, I think one of the things that we fail to recognize as Christians, as conservatives, and citizens in general is what's called the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed, mentioned in the discussion by Ayn Rand, the essay, The Nature of Governance, Representation Without Authorization. It is the consent of the governed that we ought to recognize. The original meaning, ladies and gentlemen, means that we send representatives to Washington and to our state houses to represent us. And ladies and gentlemen, when we started electing both chambers of the House and the Senate, both chambers of Congress, started electing them from the popular votes in America, we changed tectonically so our system of governance. We changed it from a constitutional republic to a declining democracy. But the consent of the governed means that what is voted on in Washington is what we the people want. But what they're doing in Washington today, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and Joe Biden and the group, ladies and gentlemen, they're making a decision on what they want for America to tectonically change our nation. If you take a poll of Americans today without consideration of the side of the aisle, which side of the aisle, Democrat or Republican, just take a poll of the nation and find out what America wants, you'd find that for the majority, America does not want what America is being given because we do not have any longer today the consent of the governed. We're sending people to Washington, and they're going willy-nilly based on what the lobbyists are paying them, based on what it gets them the greatest number of votes, gives them the greatest amount of income. You take folks in Washington today, ladies and gentlemen, of the House and of the Senate, making a salary between $147,000 and $200,000 a year, and it seems that 2, 3, 4 years after going there, they become multimillionaires. How is that possible? It's because of the lobbyists paying them for their votes. It is the high tech paying for the votes. It is the a big farmer paying for the votes. It's not because of the governance and what the governed want. It's not what we want as people, and we're watching that being destroyed. But it's because as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching silence today in the pulpits. We're watching silence in the pew. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, those that are not taking a stand for truth. Too many have just sat by in silence with the attitude that the government should handle it. The government has the responsibility. Pastors have refused to be obedient to the Word of God, the will of God, and the way of God. Pastors are silent when it comes to the sin of the sodomite lifestyle. Pastors today are silent when it comes to what is taking place in the circles in Washington. most pastors today, ladies and gentlemen, are concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses, more so than concerned about the souls of men and women, boys and girls that are going to die and go to a devil's hell as a result of not being faithful to the Word of God, not taking a stand on thus saith the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, God's Word calls sin, sin. And I have no other authority to do anything less or anything more than simply what the Word of God says. Churches and Christians have embraced the LGBTQ agenda. They've embraced the drug culture. They've embraced, rather than saying it is sin, they've embraced what the world says and does. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of a great nation today called America. There's more issues today from a central biblicist worldview. If we had more issues that are based on and promulgated from a central biblicist worldview, we'd find a vast difference in what's happening in America today. The government control over our churches under the smokescreen of COVID-19 handed over our churches to the state rather than obeying God. Dr. John MacArthur has just discovered, after for years and years and years of saying civil disobedience is wrong for a Christian, he's discovering that civil disobedience is God-honoring for the Christian. We ought to obey Christ and not Caesar when it comes to whether or not we open our churches and preach the gospel, or whether or not we sing or chant or whatever it may be. And yet the governors across the nation are still controlling multitudes of churches today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've used a fraudulent pandemic to destroy the voice of the churches. Here's an article that says, another doctor comes forward on this fraudulent pandemic. I'll read you the introduction. At the highest levels of the medical cartel, vaccines are top priority because they cause a weakening of the human immune system. I know that may be hard to accept, but it's true. The medical cartel at the highest level is not out to help people. It's out to harm them, to weaken them, to kill them. At one point in my career, this is a physician speaking, I had a long conversation with a man who occupied a high government position in an African nation. He told me that he was well aware of this. He told me that WHO, the World Health Organization, is a front for these depopulation interests of those that are interested in destroying humanity. Recently, a very sound doctor named Larry Peckelsvig, medical doctor, came forward and stated, this vaccine is a murder weapon and nothing less. But ladies and gentlemen, we believe the big lie. And as a result of that, we've seen the lockdowns. And now we have a few that are just now coming out with some smart reports that are telling us the truth of what most of us have known and that I've been talking about for over a year. This article says, Stanford doctor says lockdowns are the biggest public health mistake ever made. A growing number of states ease their COVID-19 restrictions. A prominent Stanford medical professor and health economist is doubling down on his contention that the lockdowns are the biggest public health mistake ever made in the United States of America. Quote, I stand behind my comments that the lockdowns are the single worst public health mistake in the last 100 years, he said. We will be counting the catastrophic health and psychological harms imposed on nearly every person on the face of the earth for an entire generation to come, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article from CDC. CDC admits there's no conclusive evidence that cloth masks ever worked to prevent COVID-19. In a recent emerging infectious disease report, the U.S. Center for Disease and Control Prevention suggests what experts have stated all along. There's no conclusive evidence that masks protect users from the coronavirus. There's increasing evidence, however, that cloth masks not only may not be effective against stopping coronavirus transmission, but they may actually increase the spread of the virus as well as the worsening of other health conditions in the human body. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen. Government data shows masks had no impact on the spread of COVID-19 globally. A graph that overlays data from surveys on mask use and the numbers of coronavirus cases confirms studies and indicates that face coverings have no impact on the spread of coronavirus. Surveys showed mask usage reached about 80% by midsummer last year and has remained consistent since then. During that period, however, the number of daily positive cases rose and fell precipitously. analysis of the COVID tracking project shows very little difference in the number of cases between North Dakota, South Dakota, that despite the fact that North Dakota has had a mask mandate while South Dakota did not. And it goes on to talk about these states. Governor Abbott announced his state will reopen 100% next Wednesday. That's today or yesterday. And end the statewide mask mandate, urging cases and hospitalizations have dropped precipitously. Vaccines are being distributed, and too many Texans have been silenced from employment opportunities. Too many small business owners have struggled to pay their bills, and we're opening the state up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demise of a nation and what's causing it. And ladies and gentlemen, we've watched our cultural change that is taking place. We've watched the Christian values that are diminishing. We're seeing the moral and ethical and foundation shifting in America. Our political system is changing from a constitutional republic to a communist socialist nation. Our Bill of Rights are being destroyed each and every day, while at the same time we're touting vaccinations are the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. It says a Utah woman, 39 years old, dies just 4 days after her second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. An autopsy has been ordered. A massive article on that. Here's another article that says, in March of 2020, the biotech scientists at the Bill Gates Foundation, Moderna Therapeutics, bragged about using RNA to hack the kingdom of life. Let me read you the intro of this article. Time won't allow any further. If you can hack the rules of mRNA, essentially the entire kingdom of life is available for you to play with, says Hodge, H-O-G-E, a physician by training who left a position as a healthcare analyst to become Moderna's president in 2012. And he goes on to brag about how the Bill and Melinda Gates with Moderna using the vaccine to play with and to manipulate what they're calling the kingdom of life. That is life itself, ladies and gentlemen. We have been lied to, we have been deceived, we've been manipulated, and we're being controlled by the healthcare industry today, by the demoralization and the diminishing of academics in our educational system, and by the political system that's dragging us headlong into a socialist Marxist regime for America. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on praying, keep on looking up, keep on trusting God. Don't wave the flag of defeat yet. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Let's Face the Issues. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.